I have something for you. How would you feel if I told you that I've created a guide that will help you promote your business over and over again on your social platform, only to see followers convert to buying clients? Great, right? Well, this starts with building your personal brand through social. By giving yourself that power, you'll be able to enjoy sharing all of your expertise, selling your service, and as a result, have the funds that will empower you to plan for more for your business. That is the power of a personal brand, my friend. So I've created this free quick start guide to help you plan and build your online presence, personal brand through social. In this guide, you'll go through a list of 10 strategies that can take you from not knowing where to start to creating a plan that will build your image and brand through the social media. All you have to do to get your hands on this free guide is click on the link that I'm sharing in the show notes and you'll be able to download it. And don't forget, once you go through the guide, come back, send me a comment on the website or maybe DM me on Instagram. I'd love to know what you think. Don't forget, the link will be in the show notes. Get your hands on this free guide now. Let's start today's show. Welcome to Let's Make Waves podcast. I'm Rana Al-Basri Mawad and this is episode 10. Hi, everybody. So here we are, the last stretch of 2020. I don't even believe that we've reached here already. Honestly, depending on the days, I have like mixed feelings about this year. From one end, this year has been like an eye-opener to so many of us, you know, our human relationship with each other, our relationship and responsibility towards the planet, our relationship to ourselves, our mental health and well-being. And then on the other side, this year has shown us limitations because of the pandemic, but also possibilities because of the pandemic. So mixed feelings, honestly. I shared this video the other day on Instagram. It was created by an artist, Ciro, that's C-E-E-R-O-O. I saved it on my highlights under the Diary 2020 highlight. Please take a look at it because it's a really cool video. It's very powerful. And it takes us through what was 2020 all about in video. Very humbling. Go check it out. So let's go back to this episode. So this episode, Let's Make Waves episode number 10, is the last episode of 2020. And honestly, I thought of creating an episode reviewing, you know, top business lessons that we can take from 2020. Then I thought of another topic, something around planning for 2021 and how to begin the year with full intention of building a personal brand and expanding our small businesses. There were so many ideas that came, but I finally settled on this. And let me give you a bit of a background why. So almost every time, and I promise you, I'm not exaggerating here, but honestly, almost every time I meet someone new who has a small business, who's a small business owner or has a practice, and they know that I come from a marketing background, I get one of these two responses, okay? The first one would be either something like, marketing is overrated and it's not a requirement. And another kind of response would be like, marketing is everything and it is the magic pill to the dreams of making and growing the business and all of that. So honestly, as much as I love the feeling of being a superhero with magical pill, but truth is the conversations from that point on become a bit insane. And that's because I get asked questions or receive some kind of statements that are based on marketing myths that somehow have been circulating and going around, and so many small business owners believe them. And I want to make something clear. It is only because marketing is not a strength for these business owners. So these myths or these statements become believable. And I totally get it. There are so many things within the marketing umbrella that might be vague. And let's not forget that especially in the last 10 or 15 years, with the advancement of the internet and then the social media, a lot of the marketing practices have been changed or reshaped. So based on that, I want this episode to be all about the typical comments and statements that I receive on the regular. Most of them are myths or misconceptions that I want to debunk today. And The reason why I want to do that is because I think it is the right topic to end 2020 season for my podcast, because I want to share with you the right information about the power of marketing, about the power of building your personal brand that can help you transform your business and support it to grow and to make it really viable. By sharing this, the following myths and debunking them, I want to encourage you to rethink your strategies for your business in 2021. Use this information to help you look at your budgets and look at your efforts and plan a more powerful approach for your business and for yourself for the new year. Deal? Okay, so let's get started with these 10 marketing myths. Marketing myth number one. I use social media for my business, so I don't need a website. And for that marketing myth, my response is every business needs a home. When you put your eggs in one basket and make your social media profile a home for your business, you're building it on borrowed land. You don't own the platform and you are at the mercy of the algorithm of that platform. And as we've seen with the changes in social media, like Facebook, for example, those changes had a huge impact on businesses and their reach was severely touched. So by creating a website that you own, you use the power of social media to attract your customers and potential clients to your website, where you have the full control on the narrative. Marketing and advertising on social media are great tools to help you build brand awareness, but the ultimate goal is to take your customers to your website. Besides all of that, what image are you building for your business when you ask your followers to DM me for prices or DM me for orders? Just think about that for a minute, okay? Marketing myth number two. Marketing and advertising are the same. So, my answer, marketing and advertising are very different. They are related if you want, but they are different. So, advertising is just one aspect of a marketing plan where, as a business owner, you focus on creating and placing ads to build awareness, spread the word about your product or your service, and focus on attracting those customers to your business. There are many different types of advertising, but in principle, the principle is the aim is to attract the customers to your business. Marketing, on the other hand, is an ongoing process that starts from the product all the way in the process until it reaches the target people. It is like the bigger umbrella, if you want. It encompasses the product development, pricing, product placement, promotion, people or clients, market understanding, research, and all that good stuff. And so many marketers would say that advertising is actually part of the marketing mix. Okay, so marketing myth number three. If my product or service is good enough, there's no need to market it. It would just sell itself. And to debunk this myth, I did a very small exercise, okay? So I want to paint a picture here. So I went and I started researching and Googling the most recent census that I could find. And in Canada, where I currently reside, there is around 1.15 million small businesses in Canada alone today. So these are just the small businesses, not the medium and large. And with such a size of competition, marketing becomes an inevitable tool that must be used for small business owners. Okay? I mean, can you imagine 1.15 million small businesses in Canada alone? And you can do that research to your, you know, on your market and see what are the numbers of small businesses in your market. So, as much as the product is great, as much as your service is amazing, it cannot sell itself when it's inside a market that is very, very competitive. So your marketing plan should include different kind of approaches to make sure that you magnify your voice to reach your potential clients. Marketing myth number four. The more customer types I target, the more I sell. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. This myth is very dangerous because it can harm your business. I know that that narrowing down the customer base seems counterintuitive to a lot of you. I know that. But the reality is this increases brand exposure. Because once you identify your target audience in detail and you narrow it down and you become very, very specific on who your customers are, everything else in your business will fall into place. And this is especially true for the small business owners who have very limited budgets. So with that specific focus on your target audience, your plans will be more focused. Your content strategy will be focused and spot on. Your marketing efforts will work to reach the clients or the customers or the audience who will actually be interested in your service or your product, and they will actually consider buying. So I have an episode dedicated to this about how to identify your target audience with an amazing resource that you can download for free. And it will help you work on this important step with ease. I will link to this episode in the show notes. Please go take a listen and use that free resource to help you in becoming more focused on your client targeting. Marketing myth number 5. Marketing is a waste of money. Okay, marketing is going to be a waste of money if you are not focused. Small business owners must have a marketing plan that hosts different marketing approaches with very, very clear targets and very specific budgets. So the next step is to execute the plan as it is, closely monitor the results, and then identify what is working, what is not. And by doing that exercise, it will help you shift your budgets around from what's not working to what's really working. And this way, your marketing effort will not be a waste of money. It's a very simple formula. Marketing myth number 6. Email marketing is dead. Now, shopping online has grown tremendously. And people use the internet and social media to research product, research, you know, services, look at feedback from other customers and all of that. Yes, this is really major. But email marketing is still a very powerful tool, especially if you are a small business owner, because that tool is a direct communication between you and your customers. And it's a very strong tool that will complement other marketing efforts and build the know, like, and trust factor between you and your customers. Another thing to keep in mind is that 6% of your social media followers actually see your posts. So if you're only depending on social media as your marketing tool, you know, you're not reaching all of your followers. But when you land in someone's mailbox, when you land in their email mailbox, you have a bigger chance to connect with them. And your voice of, you know, your voice becomes more powerful. And this email list marketing strategy is extremely powerful and undeniably powerful. Marketing myth number 7. The bigger my marketing budget is, the more customers I get. Now, to clarify this, the bigger your marketing budget, the more leads you will attract. And let's focus on this point. Leads are not the same as customers. So the best way to concentrate on is to concentrate in your marketing plan is to concentrate on quality versus quantity in your leads, because your aim is to convert those leads into customers, and only the quality leads will have the bigger chance of being converted. And when I say quality, I mean reaching out to the right and focused target audience who are more likely to be interested in your business. Marketing myth number 8. If it works for them, it works for us. Now, every marketing campaign, if you want, is different, and it can yield to different results for different businesses. You know, from one business to another, it has totally different results. So, yes, it is important for you to monitor what your competitors are doing and understand their marketing approach. It's an exercise that business owners should do. This is part of the marketing research. However, it is also important to note that the marketing your marketing strategies are based on very specific goals and targets that are specific to you and to your business. And your marketing strategy is going to be a reflection of your voice, your attitude, your image as a business owner or as an organization. So the real answer to this myth is, when you're creating the marketing strategy, make sure that you answer specific questions that are linked to your business, such as, what is my business mission? What are my specific business goals? Why should this client choose my service over my competitors? Marketing myth number 9. Good marketing will get me quick and fast results. Now, honestly, every time I hear this statement, it is usually based on two assumptions, you know? Like when somebody says that, they either mean good online marketing is the only thing that is required in the marketing plan for quick and fast results, or they mean that if you have good advertising, it is the only thing that you will require for quick and fast results, because if it's a good ad, people will buy anything. And both of those assumptions are myths. And let me tackle them, you know, one at a time. So for the online marketing is more likely than traditional media to produce quicker results. Because when you do a plan, a marketing plan, and you execute it, when someone clicks on a link, the business owner can easily and quickly monitor and use that data to understand customer behavior and see where did the result come from. At the same time, online or digital marketing, and especially in recent years, have dominated the landscape, and it has become a great resource, especially for small business owners, because small business owners today can actually build a marketing plan with their small budgets using digital media and get the results. However, keeping all of that in mind, digital marketing or online marketing will not get you the quick and fast results that, you know, some business owners think they can get, because it is also based on building the brand, building trust, reaching the right target audience, and all of that good stuff. So quick, fast results, that doesn't build a solid business. It might work for a short campaign, but not for building a business, because many factors get into play, you know? Like, you have to add offline media to your marketing plan, because TV, newspapers, magazines do help build brand image and brand awareness. Collaborations are very important. SEO on websites and blogs, you know, there you must have them. A solid content strategy is important. Consistency is key. Giving value is important. Having a good product or service at the end of the day is important. So there's a lot of things that come into play. So that's how that particular part of that myth is debunked. The second part, which is regarding the advertising. So if you have a good ad, you know, any good ad can sell anything. Well, let me just tell you this. A good ad will attract attention. A good ad will create curiosity, and it will help in building the interest. But at the end of the day, if the product or service is not up to the expectations and is not of quality, no brilliant creative and no amazing ad can sell fast and quick. It's very simple formula here. Marketing myth number 10, I don't need a personal brand. And to this statement, it's not only a statement which is a myth, you know, if you are a large organization or a business, but it is especially detrimental to the growth of a small business or a practice. Because no matter how amazing your product or your service is, it will not sell by itself. Today's consumer and today's audience, they're much more engaged and interested in understanding where, how, and what a product is, and who is behind it, who's behind that service. Customers, they tend to take a faster decision in purchasing something if they have the like and they trust factor. And that is only built because they have a connection with that brand. So the best, most effective way to create that connection and build the interest is by building your brand, by building your personal brand as a business. And this will scale up and it will grow, and it will be the business brand as well as your personal brand. They will work in parallel. So a personal brand for any entrepreneur and any business owner, especially the service-based businesses, is a must to have, and it's not a nice to have. It is basically taking control of the narrative, of your image, of your business image, of your voice, of your of you and your business marketing and content strategy, of you and your business reputation. And by the way, when you deliberately start building your personal brand, you will build with it the customer base that you need, and you will build with it the business mission and its vision, and your marketing strategy, the email marketing, the advertising, the content strategy, and all of that will fall into place because everything will be in sync. And as a next step, your scaling strategy and your pricing strategy will be much more smoother because you will be you'll be in control of your image and your professional voice. So I'm currently in the middle of creating something that is fantastic. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you about it now, but I'm so excited to share it with you in 2021. I'm going to be building something that will help you build your personal brand, to empower your professional path, to find your professional voice, and to gain confidence and authority for better business opportunities. So stay tuned. I will announce it soon. Just give me a few weeks. So here we are, 10 marketing myths debunked. I wanted to share them with you as part of this last episode to encourage you to relook and to rethink your business efforts as you plan for 2021. And please remember this: good marketing always begins and ends with the customer. Successful business people, they know that it's the customer who buys the product. And if the product and service that they sell do not appeal to the customer, the slickest advertising, the best promotion, the biggest social media following in the world will not generate the enthusiasm that is needed to be successful and to build that business. So build your brand, understand who you are, who are your customers, bring value and good service. That is the best formula, and you'll see that your marketing will be based on fact rather than myth. I hope this episode reminds you to keep your path. I hope that it inspires you to go for it. Build your brand, build your confidence, and build your plans to solidify your business targets. That's it from me for 2020. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm so very grateful that you are here. I don't take your time or your presence lightly. It means a lot to me, and I really thank you for it. I hope that, and I wish you nothing but the best for 2021. I hope that you find and you reach what you aim for. So thank you once again for tuning in. I can't wait to touch base with you again, this time next week. It will be our first episode for 2021. So till then, have a great week and take care.